Gabe Ullman filed a brief two-page official recusal motion with the court today. In it, he cited language from Justice Annette Ziegler's recusal motion, reminding the court that it has been a longstanding practice for justices not to discuss their reasons for disqualifying themselves from cases that they don't believe they should consider. He also referenced Justice Patience Rogensack's recusal motion. That said, judges shouldn't sit on cases where they have been witnesses to the alleged behavior that led to the criminal or disciplinary charge they're being asked to decide on. Attorney Frank Gimbel, who is prosecuting the complaint for the State Judicial Commission, says he's not surprised by this latest recusal, but he says the case isn't closed yet.
The recusals, in my opinion, don't end the day for our case. There needs to be some kind of response to the current status of the case, either to say move it down the road or tell us that they're not going to do that and that they're going to dismiss the proceedings. But my client has given me no instructions to retreat from the case.
Gimbel says he's still hoping that Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson will order the Chief Appeals Court judge to appoint a 3-judge independent panel to hear the complaint and make a recommendation on dismissing the case or disciplining Justice Prosser. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.